Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Accent On. My name is Chrissy Lomax, and I am sitting in as guest host for Ilona Europa. Thank you so much, Ilona, for providing this opportunity for me to be able to create a forum of experience that helps in the many areas that are affected by a cancer diagnosis. And there are many areas. We are going to be talking about something that I find very eye-opening to do with our personal care products and our skincare and our makeup. Now, I was diagnosed with HER2-new positive breast cancer, and I finished treatment about a year and a half ago. And that's why this segment, this show, I'd like to call Chrissy's Cancer-Free Life, because I am cancer-free. And yes, fantastic. Very excited about that, to be able to say that. And honestly, to say that I'm cancer-free and that I beat cancer is odd to say. I never thought I would be diagnosed with cancer in the first place. To say I'm a cancer survivor is something I never expected I would say, not because I didn't think I'd survive, but because I didn't think I would be diagnosed in the first place. I was out there raising funds for cancer research, raising funds so that the FDA could approve all of these cancer drugs to save lives. And how could I get cancer now? So to say that I was diagnosed with cancer was hard for me to admit at first. I couldn't believe it, as I'm sure you could agree with, Gloria. So the whole point is I just wanted to find out, why did I get cancer? And the words that have to resonate with me are from my oncologist. The first time I met him, he said, "It's not your fault. You didn't do anything to cause this." How could you not stop wondering, though? How did I get cancer? I didn't have the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene. So is it environmental? Well, maybe it is. So I started to look at everything that I was eating and everything that I was using. And I tell you, my eyes were opened up with a lot of the toxins that are cancer-causing that I was using. So I want to talk about that tonight with my guests. But first, I would like to thank George and Terry McNee for sponsoring this show tonight. Thank you so much. Terry, you're a complete inspiration to me, always reminding me that I can. And I would like to introduce my guests. I have Avery Clyde here.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and Avery will introduce herself in just a bit. I want to go to Gloria, another survivor. So we have two survivors in the room here. So Gloria Litz is here, along with her husband, Ron. Yes. And please introduce yourself to everyone and tell us your story.
Hi, Chrissy. Our story, refer to it. I was diagnosed with a triple negative tumor September of 2015, Labor Day weekend to be exact. And a few days later, I was sitting in the chemo chair.
Yeah.
My breast had just truly blown up, and I was due for my mammogram, which I would have never missed. And it was discovered, and I knew they were going to find something, so much that I was so nervous that I actually booked my mammogram on a Saturday, knowing the doctor wasn't going to be there. So when I got the phone, I would be at home when they would call me,
right?
And I wouldn't be in my gown and waiting. And sure enough, that call came, and the next day I was scanned. I had my port put in, and we started 4.5 months of 12 sessions of Taxol and 4 of AC.
Right. Otherwise known as the Red Devil.
The Red Devil, yes. I then, I had 8 weeks of radiation. Then I had a double mastectomy, and then followed by 8 weeks of radiation.
What a journey.
But I'm here to tell you, as when we spoke the first time, I said, Chrissy, my story is somewhat boring in that I never had a bad day. And I want to tell people that you can get through chemo, and I never had a moment's illness. I felt fine. I exercised. There was a time where I was having hydration therapy, and I would walk 3 miles to my hydration. I'd be on the floor with my weights prior to my 9 a.m. chemo sessions, and I just felt fine. I was so grateful. My biggest fear was not my hair. I just didn't want to be sick, and I was very, very lucky.
Oh, yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
Me? I got really sick.
Okay, I did not.
But, you know, all of our cancers are different. All of our treatments are different.
Yes.
And everybody is different. Mm-hmm. And, no, I was kind of thinking, you know, well, I've lost my hair before. You know, I lost my hair when they had to shave my hair off to repair my skull in the early 80s. I was in the backseat of a car that got in a car accident, and my skull was multiply fractured. I lost my vision, memory, and my hair. So I was a lot younger then, and I could pull it off a lot better. But, you know, so I knew that was no big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when you said, I didn't want to get sick, I didn't want to look sick. I didn't want to look sick.
I didn't care what I looked at. Like, I just did not want to be sick. And every morning I wake up and I'd say, okay, I got through the night. I feel normal. And, you know, I would just take each day as it came.
Yes. As a gift.
Yes.
Yeah. We look at things a lot differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I tell people, it sounds a little crazy, but if you can try to find something to laugh about, which we did. My chemo sessions turned out to be quite the party every Tuesday morning. A lot of friends, a lot of family. My A group is here. And it was just a very special time, actually, in my life.
Yes. So, well, thank you for sharing
positive.
That. Because I agree. My main chemo days, like I would be in there for 4 days getting infused. And I had a guest list.
Yeah.
And they had to bring in chairs for for all the guests that were coming. And I have to say, we did get a little loud at times.
Oh,
yes.
I was in trouble a few times for that.
Too much. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but it was important.
Yes, the social part of it. And, you know, we were really special. We felt really special because everybody was taking care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, helping us beat this.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And people that I hadn't seen in years, college friends, I mean, just everybody.
Yeah.
It was really, really wonderful.
Fantastic.
You learn who your friends are. And
yes, you do.
Yeah.
Or also learn what really is important.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
What really is important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for us going through treatment, you know, just making it through the day pretty good was a real, real bonus.
Yeah.
Yes. So you brought your husband, Ron.
My husband, Ron, is here. Came to every treatment with me.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I was treated at Tower, Cedars-Sinai.
Right.
Dr. Philomena McAndrew.
Mm-hmm.
And my reconstruction was with Dr. Betty Kim, who I adore. And it was great. They made it very easy for us. And Ron?
Yes.
Would you like to say something?
It is a family diagnosis.
It's
when
a family
I was diagnosed,
diagnosis.
We were diagnosed. My family was diagnosed. And we had something that we did every 2 weeks because the family lives all over the world, Hong Kong, the UK, back home in Canada, all over Ontario, Ontario, Canada. So we would do a Skype thing every couple weeks. And it looked like the Brady Bunch screen on the laptop or the computer. And we called it Global Culture Club. So it would be like our Global Culture Club would be happening and we'd all get tuned in. And honestly, it would take 15 minutes for everybody to actually be able to see everyone and hear everyone. And that was always a comedy of errors. But yeah, so it is a family diagnosis.
Yes.
What could you share?
Well, firstly, it was just shocking to me that she came down with cancer because she was the healthiest person I have ever met. She never smoked. She would do exercises every day. She would only eat healthy, good food and do healthy things. So it was so surprising and shocking that all of a sudden she's diagnosed with cancer.
And we had no family history of it.
And then the on the other end of it, what my concern is, you know, being married to my wife who had cancer, is that whenever she'll say, oh, I feel a pain in my stomach or a pain here or there, it scares the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid that maybe that's cancer reoccurring.
Yes, yes. It's a bit of PTSD.
Very much.
That's what happens.
If I have a hangnail, I think, oh.
What the heck is that? Yeah, exactly. I went to my oncologist appointment the last time. It's like, okay, I got to show him this lump. Like, what is this? You know, because with my diagnosis, no surgeon could feel a lump because it was a mass. There was no lump, But then I had this, I was feeling this, and I go in there, and he's like, so you want to examine? Yes, you know, what is this lump? And this lump, he goes, they're your muscles. Remember? Because, you know, I am a trainer and a Pilates instructor, so I had been working and developing, because last year at this time I was a bag of bones, so I had to get it all back again. He said, that's your muscle, Chrissy, you know. So with you saying that, Ron, it's kind of like, well, yeah, what did she do to cause it? Right? See, so it's in your mind, too, because, like, she is the healthiest, so... She didn't do anything that could have caused cancer. Exactly. That's why we're talking about what we're talking about tonight, is what is it that would give us cancer? I don't want it back. So whatever is in my power to avoid being diagnosed with cancer again, I'm going to take the bull by the horns, take command and control of what goes into my body, what I am using on my body, and for my personal care, makeup, skincare, because I was horrified when I found out what was in the products that I was using. Anything else that you could share about this? You did a different route than me. We talked about it earlier, and I said, right away, when I was called back for second images, I cut sugar. Which meant I cut drinking, because booze and alcohol is just fermented sugar. And I really believe, you know, I've read the scientific research about cancer cells metabolizing sugar, any added sugar that's not a naturally occurring sugar. And even that's up for question. So I just cut it and changed everything and went organic and stopped preservatives and just started looking into everything that I could and researched that while I wrote my book.
I actually relaxed a little bit. My doctor said, oh, eat anything you want. If you're hungry, eat it. And I craved, for some reason, steak. And I'm not much of a meat eater. So I was eating, I would sit,
protein,
sit in bed and look at pictures of steak.
Isn't that funny?
And dream about eating steak. And so, of course, we would eat steak.
Isn't that funny? Well, your body craved protein, although a breast of chicken has more protein than a steak.
And, you know, you're taking off all vitamins.
Yes.
So it was almost like I was living not the clean life that I had lived prior.
Right.
Which was, you know, strange. But as long as I felt well, I wasn't going to rock the boat.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty amazing how I didn't crave anything like that. I just craved beating this cancer. And I thought, I'm starving it.
Yeah.
So I tried to not give it anything that was going to feed it, because I wanted to starve it.
Well,
and I did.
I was very careful, you know, going to public places. And I'd only go to restaurants that I certainly knew. And that was important. So,
yeah.
But we carried on, you know, really.
Yeah.
It was just, as I said, I was fortunate.
Yes. Very good. Well, you look beautiful. You've got great hair. It grew
back. It's back. I had my wig, but like most women I speak to, it was a lot easier just to put the scarf on or the hats.
Yeah.
But,
Not me. I liked every wig. Oh, yeah. One day it was long. One day it was the Fiona. One day it was the pink hair. Yeah, I really like wearing wigs. And, you know, when I had to grow my hair back in after the car accident when my skull was repaired, I couldn't wear wigs because of the pressure. You know, I had to keep it. So I was really looking forward. At least this time I could wear a wig, you know.
Yeah. And one last thing that I'd like to say is that I wish that both our drug companies could come up with drugs that prevent cancer as well as drugs that cure cancer. And I wish our politicians would assist in that instead of being so political and not doing it.
Yes, yes. That's a whole other show. Oh, yeah, we got a whole other show going on there, Ron. I know. And research works, mm-hmm. meaning fundraising works, because things don't get researched unless we raise funds for the scientists to take that money and those seed grants to go and do the research. It needs to be FDA approved. They need to get through with all the testing and trials, which costs money. And it doesn't come from anywhere but donations, mm-hmm. and which is why I'm alive. You know, I am alive because of the research that was done on the drug that ended up saving my life. In 1995, after hearing Dr. Dennis Slamon and Dr. Susan Love at UCLA in Westwood, and they did a lecture, and I went there with a group from Westlake Village, the Johnson Cancer Center Foundation, and we listened to them speak about the drug that Dr. Dennis Slamon discovered that was going to halt and kill the most aggressive breast cancer that was killing women. And it was the very first gene-targeted therapy. And we left that place, and I was just so inspired because my journey to raise money to, like you're saying, why, you know, to put money towards finding a cure was because my mom died at 41 of colon cancer. And so that's when my journey began to raise money for cancer research. So I went home, and Joe remembers, and that's 1995, and I was so excited about the first gene-targeted therapy. So I thought, well, food's always my thing to go to, so I'll do a cookbook. So I researched, found a place that did these fundraising cookbooks, and got this cookbook published. You say it fast. And sold that, and that money went to the Johnson Cancer Center to help with this research on this drug. And then in 1998, the drug Herceptin was FDA approved for metastatic breast cancer patients with HER2-new positive breast cancer. And in 2010, Herceptin was approved for all HER2-new positive breast cancer patients. And in 2017, I was diagnosed with HER2-new positive breast cancer.
That's amazing.
And it works. It saved my life. And I want to let everybody else know how they can possibly avoid getting cancer by staying toxic-free, you know, toxin-free, and maybe avoid getting re-diagnosed. So I have the power and control over what I eat, what I use on my body, and that's the kind of thing that I want to talk about now. So if I could introduce Avery, and then we'll all participate in this discussion. And Avery was introduced to me through one of my Pilates clients. And she said, I've got the person for you. Because I said, yes, I've heard of the Beauty Counter. I went to an environmental working group event in Venice on Abbot Kinney last year. And it's coming up again. A week from tonight, they have another pop-up, they call it. And it's an open, free event for anybody to go to find out about non-toxic EWG verified skincare products, personal care products. And that's when I discovered Beauty Counter, mm-hmm. who Avery is with, and discovered all kinds of other lines. Well People, and that is spelled W3LL People. Their line is incredible, toxic free, and it's EWG verified. Other lines that I've discovered, Pacifica, great line. Anne Marie Giannini, skincare. Love that line. Pardon me?
That's my maiden name.
Oh.
Didn't know know we were in that.
Yes, you have a skincare line now. And it's just fantastic. And so there's so much out there that we can use. And in fact, Target has a whole section now. And some of the larger Targets that carry all of these verified products. Now, how you find out if it's safe or not, you can get an app on your phone. I have two apps on my phone. One app was created by a young woman in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, called Think Dirty. And you can go to look for that app for free on your phone, and it's called Think Dirty. And then I go into the store with either my Think Dirty app or my Environmental Working Group, which is the EWG Healthy Living app. And I put on the scan thing, and it'll say scan the UPC label, and I'll pick up the product, and I'll scan that label, and it'll tell me if it's worthy of coming home with me or not. So it gives a grading, and the grading from that product, whether it is a shampoo, let's say, and the shampoo, and you'll think, oh, it says organic, it says natural, and it says herbal. That must be good, right?
Means nothing.
There is no legal definition for herbal, natural or organic. So they just put that on there, but then you scan it and you read it and it comes up in the highest toxic color of red, number 8 or something. You think, I've been using this. Is that how I got cancer?
You can scan baby products.
Yes,
and they can
scan number 8. Yeah. So these apps on your phone are really helpful. So Think Dirty and EWG Healthy Living, and then you scan everything. And I know after you listen to this show, you're going to be running around the house with your app, scanning everything you use to see, holy smokes, we're going to talk about it now. So please welcome Avery Clyde. Thank you so much for being here tonight. There's so much to talk. I'm getting excited about this topic.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm a senior manager with Beauty Counter, and I've been a rep with them for 3 years now. Let's just keep talking about what you're talking about. That EWG app is so great.
Now, yes.
And let's just take it one step further.
Yes.
Not only does it say if it's green, yellow, or red,
yes,
but once it gets in the red, it will break down what ingredient it is that's causing it to be in the red,
yes,
and then it'll say what that ingredient is attributed to.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you are on a scale of developmental delays by this much, or cancer by this much, or
Parkinson's
allergies by this much.
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to just really break it right down for you.
Yes.
And it's a lot of the same ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So Beauty Counter, actually, I just checked the website. And I'm like, okay, we're up to 1,800 ingredients on our never list.
Oh. Holy smokes.
On our never list. So we were talking about this earlier, but the EU bans about 1,400 plus ingredients for toxicity for the environment and for public health.
And Canada.
Canada's about 600.
Yeah.
For the environment and public health, and the United States, when I started, it was 11.
Oh.
Now it's a whopping 30.
Wow.
I know, it's woohoo.
Yeah.
So we're trying to push those bills through right now.
Right.
The next thing is labeling and fragrance.
Yes.
Fragrance is quite the thing, okay? So fragrance is considered a trade secret. So any company can put anything they want inside of fragrance, and they don't have to disclose it or put it on the box at all. As a matter
Label
of fact,
ingredients are not required.
Yeah, you can put half the ingredients that are actually in the bottle on the label if you want. You could put 5 of the ingredients. You could put all of the.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. You know, you can decide what it is that you.
Oh,
like
once
to
you
be.
Start scanning, you're going through your house, and I'm telling you, Joe, so, I don't want that deodorant anymore. You know, so he switched everything too. It's
so
amazing.
So, yes, if you want that, what that list is, I'll post it on my Facebook page, Avery's Beauty Counter. But you can also go to the Beauty Counter website, Beauty Counter, all one word, beautycounter.com/AveryClyde, or just beautycounter.com.
Yeah.
And just go to the never list. You can print it out. There's a little, a smaller version, too. They can show you all the ingredients on there. And it's, it's a lot of the same ingredients that are the culprits, but They're in the stuff you're using and you don't even know. And I would say, I'm probably being generous, but maybe 20% of human beings actually know what's in the products that are on their shelf. And there are 80,000 ingredients on the consumer market.
A lot of people are more concerned about what gas and oil they're putting in their car than the food and the products they're putting in and on their body. And that is really true.
Largest organ. So here we have the FDA is going over all of our food. But the largest organ of your body, your skin, nobody's looking.
No.
I'm just saying nobody's looking. Everybody thinks it's the FDA, but it's not. So that's a good resource, the Never List. And the EWG app is great. They're one of they're one of our partnerships, actually, EWG.
Yes. Well, they do have an event coming up a week from tonight. So go to the EWG website, Healthy Living website, and you can look it up because there's an event they're doing on Abbot Kinney on Monday, 1 week from tonight, March 2nd from 5 to 7. It's free admission. And then also on Tuesday, March 3rd at the same location from 10 to 7.
And that's actually where our new storefront will be in Abbot Kinney.
Oh, wow. Great. Yeah, so you're going to have a storefront. That's
so
fantastic.
You could go there too. And the people there are very well-knowledged. You can ask them about anything clean beauty.
Right.
And they'll help you.
So tell me about what else Beauty Counter is doing. There was another clip that I just got texted to me.
Sure. Well, we just released our Mica documentary. So it's also, where are these ingredients coming from? You know, there actually isn't anything wrong with mica. That's all the shimmer stuff. It's in your car. It's on your furniture.
Right.
It's in your makeup. There's nothing wrong with the actual ingredient. But when you do the supply chain, the majority of mica is being mined by small children in dark caves.
Oh.
And that's not responsible sourcing. So we made a little 11-minute documentary.
Yeah.
You can get a link for that on the Beauty Counter website as well. And just find out where you're putting money somewhere. Do you really know what you're supporting?
Right.
Do you really know? Go ahead.
And then also for here, it's like, do you really know what you're putting on your skin?
On your skin.
You know, now here's one thing is I found this. EWG, because we're talking about environmental working group, scientists recently found more than 4 million asbestos fiber structures in a single gram of talc containing eyeshadows.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. Also, I want to throw out there a toxic beauty. Phyllis Ellis has this documentary out that just came out a couple months ago called Toxic Beauty. And that really, it's a documentary mostly about Johnson & Johnson and talc.
Right.
Because there are hundreds of thousands of women who got ovarian cancer from using talc.
Yes.
Like, well, I remember my mom used to have me put it in my shoes. Yeah. She would, you know, we'd...
Well, do you remember Shower to Shower?
Yeah.
Okay,
too.
70s. My cousin was so loving Shower to Shower. It was her thing. Oh, always smelled like Shower to Shower. You know, this was before it was discovered, and it was the late 80s, mid to late 80s, she died of ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And nobody, that's not in our family history either, but she was a shower-to-shower addict.
And that is, it's still on the shelf.
Yes!
It is still on the shelf.
Isn't that, that's crazy.
It's crazy, and it's just so everybody knows, it's when talc is airborne. So if you have talc in anything that's in powder form, you should... just throw that.
Get it out of the
house. Throw that away.
If
it's not in powder form, it's fine. It's only if it's airborne.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Now, I come from a steel town in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Hello, Hamilton, if anybody from home's listening. And great city. We had two steel companies there because we were on a bay. And some of the high schools, my high school didn't take us. But my cousin's high school would take them on tours that you go through the steel company to see the processing of the steel and everything. And at the very end of the tour, my cousin was telling me, she told me this recently. At the end of the tour, they brought us to there was a big vat. I mean, the size of a house vat of some sludge. And it was the byproduct left over from the steel making, you know. And, well, what do they do with that? Well, they send it to makeup companies.
Yes.
Send it to makeup companies, mostly for, like, mascara and eyeliner. And you read your ingredients on your mascara and eyeliner. And it probably says carbon black somewhere on there. And there are other names for this carbon black as well. Let me think. There's carbon black. I can't find the other names. It's associated with health risks like cancer and organ system toxicity.
And there are mascaras on the shelf right now with carbon black.
Yes,
that's what I was using.
So I was thinking, did that give me cancer? I was a professional makeup artist for years when we moved here from Toronto and working on infomercials. And I mean, I had all of my big professional makeup kit. Very professional line, very famous line. Well, when I started to find out of the toxins when I was going through my treatment about all of this makeup that I was using and scanning the labels, I had to throw it all out because I just don't want it back.
That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's shocking. It was really shocking. I was using Yeah, I don't want to say names and talk bad about products. But, you know, the mascara I was using from Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, because it's a good deal and I got 20% off and I used it professionally too because it lasts really good. Carbon black, cancer-causing ingredient. You know, did that give me cancer? It's like, you, even though my doctor said, it's not your fault, you didn't do anything to cause this. Well, something happened.
Right.
Something triggered these cells to go a little crazy. You know, I mean, my cancer was protein driven, and that doesn't mean from eating protein. All of our cells have HER2 receptors on them. We have all receptors on all of our cells. Well, something triggered my HER2 receptors to amplify, which caused cancer. So how did that amplify? What was it?
Another good one is sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Tell us 70, about sunscreen.
75%. Like, just be with that number for just a second.
75%. That's almost all.
Of the sunscreens that you see on the shelf would not be sold in the EU.
Oh.
70. Yes. That's yes. Three quarters of
PABA.
The bottles.
Didn't they take PABA off?
Right? Nobody's taken anything off because nobody has to. But
they don't have to.
But, like, for example, I have flight attendants that are clients of mine. They will buy products over there.
Yes.
Versus buying products over here because they're over there. They check it.
Yes.
They know that it's clean.
Yes.
They'll buy from me and they'll buy when they have a stopover in Paris.
That's amazing.
Because it can have the same label. I mean, the same product. The same name on the product.
Yes.
Same looking bottles.
There is
but
a
this
line.
This country, it has this in it, and in this country, it has this in it.
There is a line that boots number 7.
Okay. See?
Different here?
I learned stuff.
Then in the UK, because my niece lives in London.
I've heard it's...
Oh, yeah. That it's great.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Well, it's toxic.
Oh,
I scanned it. Oh, yeah. I got those scanners, man. I am in the aisles scanning things for hours. They probably think I'm one of these, spies in there. I don't know. But no, to find out. It's unbelievable. So the mascara's got to go. Does your line have mascara?
We do. We have a volumizing and a lengthening mascara.
Oh, even a lengthening.
You know, a lot of times too, people think, oh, if I get this healthy thing, it's not going to work.
Right.
But 6 years ago, the right? They go, oh, if I get this healthy thing, it's not going to work. Right, yeah. I get it. But 6 years ago, Greg Renfro, who's a mom living in Santa Monica, right here in Los Angeles, two kids, had seen The Inconvenient Truth and was like, I want to just swap out everything, do a clean swap of my entire house. And then went to do that and realized, wow, this is really hard to do.
Yes.
Really hard to do. And then she had friends going through fertility and other people getting cancer and was like, I think I just found my new business. And so she's kind of set out to prove, can you have a profit-making business that also creates a really good product that works, that people want to use, and answers challenges with people's skin, and she has.
And that's,
you know,
Beauty Counter.
This is, I mean, we are like one of the fastest growing companies on the market right now. And like right now, the health and wellness and clean beauty, kind of like where those two things intersect in the consumer market, we're right there in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Were those two things. And it's just a huge growing market. But I would, in the last 6 years, it is moving that direction. But after the first 2 years, I mean, we send people to lobby in D.C., to knock on doors, and every representative, and I'll just give you some stats here. We've had, 1,000 meetings, 10,000 calls, 100,000 emails. And like this year, another 100 reps are going to go to D.C. and knock on every single representative's door and be like, hey, this is actually a nonpartisan issue. You guys can agree on this.
Yeah.
We can make life better for people and not argue with about it.
And they probably each have lost somebody very close to them with cancer.
Of course. Yeah.
Possibly environmental.
And after the first couple of years, it just wasn't moving fast enough. So then we created the Counteract Coalition, which is a whole bunch of clean beauty brands working together. Because, right, it's money talks. Really?
Yes.
I mean, there it is. So I'm going to post this list on the Avery's Beauty Counter, too, which is
Thank
about
you.
15 different almost 20 different companies that are all part of that coalition. Yeah. And you can shop with these people and feel completely safe in addition to Beauty Counter.
Yes. Yes. Great.
So we're, you know, we just need more voices. So what are the things that you can do? Should I be doing that now?
Exactly.
Maybe not, there's lots of things you can do. I mean, like one very specific thing is you can text 52886 to a Better Beauty to 52886, and that adds another voice to the cause.
Yes.
Just a simple thing, 8 seconds, right? You can email me on my thing, on my Avery's Beauty Counter, and I can come talk to a group of people.
Yes.
And we can talk about products and do that. We can use your buying power. Start just shopping clean beauty. We move the whole industry in that direction.
Yeah, and it's hard to... I don't know many people that can actually say, I'm throwing everything out and I'm going to just replace everything in my house. I didn't do it like that. I couldn't do that.
That's
so
we recommend.
I finished off that shampoo using it a little fearfully. And then replaced it with an EWG verified product, you know. And I did that with the makeup, though. I have to say, I did switch immediately with that one, especially when it came to the mascara, when I read about carbon black, because that just scared me. And after going through what I went through, I didn't want to go through it again. And it's in with my power. That's something I have control over, what I can use, you know, what I can eat as well, because I changed the way I ate as well. And I learned the real, you know, I used to say, oh, organic, it's too expensive, you know. Well, what I learned, and a good way to think about it was, well, when you're in treatment, you can't do any of your vitamins because they don't want you to be having all those antioxidants in there. They want the poison to do its job, right? I was allowed to take, I got approved from my oncologist to take my L-lysine. And what that did was it prevented me from getting mouth sores and any sores like that on my lips or anything. I didn't get any of them. I did, however, have issues with my nose and sores in my nose.
We still have the
nose. Oh, me too. Yeah, we lose all our hairs in our nose. And like, who knew they were so important?
It's a constant with me.
Yes, it's the nose thing, mm-hmm. you know, so it's not a very nice thing.
So many patients have skin issues.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot of our clientele are people who have nowhere else to go.
And the post-treatment causes skin problems.
Dryness, and I've never had so much of that.
The estrogen blockers.
Oh, yes,
so
I don't have to do those.
I should say that. All these products are also screened every 6 months for the reasons that you guys are all talking about,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
Like, things change and shift, and, like, we're just testing and testing and testing. And, like, the industry just doesn't, the whole industry doesn't do that. And a very small group of us are actually doing that to go, oh, I don't just, we're a B Corp, which just means we put people and planet before profits.
Yes.
But, like, that's just saying, I actually care about the person that's going to buy this thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not just, I want to make a buck.
Now, Revlon, they just came out with their first toxic-free product, didn't they?
Good for them.
I think I read something about that.
They've done so much work with breast cancer.
Yeah, but they were selling products that cause cancer. Yeah.
Kind of ironic.
Mean, when I was in treatment, after the first couple times, one of the side effects from the Taxotere and something else, maybe I had carboplatin, Perjeta, Taxotere, and then Herceptin, and something was causing acid indigestion or acid reflux. And I've never had that before. She said, oh, okay. So my oncology nurse gave me a Zantac to take before the next treatment.
Oh,
take
yes, it I had to do that
before,
also.
Yeah. You know what? Did you know that in before Christmas it was taken off the shelves because it was proven to cause cancer? I know. So that's out now. Yeah, so if you have any in the cupboards, throw it out. So it's so many things, yes. And I was given that while I was in cancer treatment.
Yeah, I had.
And I don't know if sleeping is difficult for you.
Now it is a little bit. Yeah.
I wake up and then I'm laying there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sleeping's been a challenge just to get back to the good sleeper I used to be still, you know. And so another friend of mine who was diagnosed 5 months after me, Margaret, she was diagnosed with cervical cancer. And so she was going through treatment right after me and following things that I was doing that was working for me. And so sleeping right now for her is hard too. So she went to one of the big box stores and got one of their name brand sleeping things. And she showed me, she said, this works. I said, oh, great. Let me read it. Me, I'm the ingredients. I'm a real, I take the wind out of everybody's sail, I'm telling you. So I read the ingredients and I said, you can't take this. March it right back to them and tell them I'm recovering from cancer and you sold me this product that can give me cancer. It had red dye number 5 in it. Yeah, we all know that one. Yeah, and some blue dye. And it's like, you can't take this. So she took it back. It doesn't matter if you've started using it already. Take it back to them. Tell them that and say it loud so everybody can hear you. But so many things. It's not just our skincare and our makeup. It's so many items. We have to read labels, find out what's in it, use your apps because it's just too hard to research all the ingredients and things. So those apps are very helpful. What else can you help us with, Avery?
Yes, the Story of Cosmetics, I think is the name of it.
It's fantastic.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
Right? That's the one I sent that to you, didn't I? It's like maybe 10, 12 minutes long, but it just gives you the whole world of it.
Yes.
Like, where does it start? How does it get to the end point? And how does that happen?
Very good.
Very informative in a really
it's
nugget
a YouTube
size.
Video.
Yeah.
Isn't it called The Story of Cosmetics?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'll post that on the Avery
Please
Beauty counter,
do, too. Yes, because it's pretty riveting.
And I just want to say one thing about the expense thing, because I know that's kind of, it's a thing for people. It's like, I don't know if I can afford that. Just know that the products that are less expensive have a lot of fillers in them.
Yes.
So, like, we part of that cancer care kit I was telling you about has a little face oil in it, right? But you can buy other face oils, right? But when you feel an oil that's got filler in it, it's like thick and heavy.
Yes.
But if you feel one that's clean, it's like thin and light, like a really good olive oil, right?
Yes.
So this product is just going to last you so much longer.
And not cause the damage or prevention of the good ingredients in the products to work, because filler clogs your pores, doesn't allow, when they put filler in a product, which are most of them on the floor of a department store makeup counter. Yeah. There's so much filler in there that the filler actually prevents the good part of the ingredient from working in a product.
Clean products, you'll find the pigment is more intense. The products last longer. They feel lighter on you. You use less of them, you know. So there's lots of pros.
Absolutely.
And they're totally safe, and you could stick it on your baby or your grandma.
Yes. And in your salad. No. A little.
Not all of them.
Might not taste too good, yeah. Okay, how are we doing for time, Joe? I wanted to also thank my husband, Joe. He is here again, Joe Primo, here again doing this part for me so I can focus on my guests. Thank you so much. It's been really helpful to have you here. Is there anything else you would like to add with? Has this been an eye-opener for you at all, Gloria?
Yes, very much so. The products, I will look into.
Yeah, I mean, let me know, too, if any questions come up for you.
Mm-hmm. And get those apps on your phone.
I will.
Yeah, and I scan wherever I go. I'm a scanner. I'm a serial scanner. And people say, oh, well, I use this lipstick. I pull it out. Let's see if it's got a UPC on there, you know.
Yeah,
because it's really interesting, and it blows your mind. I personally don't like to use anything that scans higher than green 3. I stay within green 0 to 3.
Yeah, all of beauty care products are 3 and below. But
yeah.
You can scan a baby product that says organic and it scans an 8.
Yes, red.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, highly toxic. Yeah, so unbelievable.
So have fun with it. There are a lot of resources out there. You can go to the Beauty Counter website and see the mission, the ingredient selection. You know, like you'll notice these other companies that you shop from, if you go and just try to find out what's in it, you can't. You'll go to their website. They don't list anything. You can't.
Yes. Wow.
It's like an impossibility to actually know what's in that bottle.
Yes.
So, but with if you go to Beauty Counter and you are like, can I wear this? You know, can I put this on my skin? I'm allergic to this thing, right?
Yes.
It'll break down every single ingredient and even where it's sourced from. Okay.
Yes.
It came from this country or it came from this state.
Now is good then to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So you can go to Avery's Beauty Counter on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter at Avery Clyde One. You can post a question there. I am putting together some cancer care kits, about $100. puts three kits together, and it's a lip product, a lotion, and a face oil.
Non-toxic.
And it's totally safe. You can put it on anybody with cancer, formerly having cancer, and feel totally comfortable. What else? You can put in the notes on Avery's Beauty Counter. Okay. I can come and talk to like a group of women. We sit around the table and we
and
have wine.
And you can get in touch with them through me as
we do an education on Chrissy's Facebook page as well. Or you can, you know, become a rep and like really go out there and educate people.
Yes.
That's what we need. We just need more voices. So either with your buying dollar or with your actual voice itself. Because women, I gotta say, guys are coming along too. I gotta say, clean beauty, the men's market of clean beauty is one of the fastest growing sectors. But
and
banding
and Gloria,
together and doing shows like this.
Thank you. And Gloria, you're doing well.
I am doing cancer free.
You feel great. You look beautiful.
I feel well. I just had a big checkup last week and everything's looking
good. Awesome. Mine's Friday. I can't wait to get that blood work and see how that's going. Yes. Good.
I say to people, reach out, you know, and just take positive stories and just think positive. Only listen to the good stories.
Yes, absolutely. I want to thank everybody so much for being here. And
I'd like
to thank my sponsors of this show who happen to be right here in the room too, Terry and George. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ilona in the UK, for allowing me this space to be able to do this and share this forum, because I think this is really important information. And hopefully I'll be back again filling in for Ilona on this show on LA Talk Radio on Ilona Europa's show, Accent On. And my show, I'm calling it Chrissy's Cancer Free Life. You can get in touch with me through my Facebook page. That's chrissylomax.com, so chrissylomax.com, or my Facebook page, or my Instagram. I just started a Chrissy's Cancer Free Life Instagram, so I'm hoping to be able to continue to post some helpful information there. I'd like to thank Gloria and your husband, Ron. I'd like to thank you, Avery Clyde. Thank you so much. Mother, actress, and fighter for
I'm on Bosch right now.
Fantastic.
Look at that. We can like connect on
good for
things.
You.
Thanks
and
for
my husband me. Joe for doing this for me so I could focus on my guests. And I'd like to just dedicate this song, I Can. Are we just about ready to start it?
Mm-hmm.
I Can, to Terry. This song's for you. Yes.
Nice.
I hope to see you again. Until the next time, everybody, remain present. Flowers
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.